I've been to Fort Snelling, but I've not been to any related monument there.
Oh, the site of the prison camp.
The prison, yes. So call that what you will. You see, there are people who will say those people were taken there for safety, to keep those people safe from the depredations of the white man, and to feed them and water them and give them medicine. So there's not all agreement that this was a concentration camp. There are people who will say that was not a concentration camp. I can believe that there was mistreatment of the Indians and death there. I can believe that.
So they weren't really safe.
There are people who say that they were taken there to be safe. And whether they got safe treatment once they got there is a different thing. Mm-hmm. But that they might have been mistreated along the way, or that they were mistreated or killed while they were there, I can believe that. I don't know that, but I could believe it.
Give us some impressions, especially with your military background, about, say, for example, Fort Ridgely or Fort Snelling. We've heard arguments from some Dakota that those places should be burned down and forgotten. We've heard from Dakota vets that it should stand as a memorial, and it should stand not only as a memorial with regard to the camp area, but with regard to the structure itself, because of its service to the country during times of war. We've heard from some Dakota who say, then burn it. Of course, it was a site of tremendous pain and sorrow to Dakota then and still today. What is your take on that? Would there be any value in destroying a place of great anguish to a people?
Have we destroyed Auschwitz in Poland, where millions of Jews were gassed? No. We, as an American people, and the Germans of today, and the people of Poland of today, have preserved that specifically so that we today will remember and learn from it. Likewise, my answer to you is we should preserve those remaining buildings and areas and artifacts and all that for the very same reason. Maybe if we see enough of that, then we'll try and remember not to do that again to each other. That's a two-way street.